This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend David Wilkie, entitled Stand Your Ground.
So we now have Isaiah 31.
Alas for those who go down to Egypt for help and who rely on horses, who trust the chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but do not look to the Holy One of Israel or consult the Lord. Yet he too is wise and brings disaster. He does not call back his words, but will rise against the house of the evildoers and against the helpers of those who work iniquity. The Egyptians are human and not God. Their horses are flesh and not spirit. When the Lord stretches out his hand, the helper will stumble, and the one helped will fall. They will all perish together. For thus the Lord said to me, as a lion or a young lion growls over its prey, and when a band of shepherds is called out against it, is not terrified by their shouting or daunted at their noise, so the Lord of hosts will come down to fight upon Mount Zion and upon its hill. Like birds hovering overhead, so the Lord of hosts will protect Jerusalem. He will protect and deliver it. He will spare and rescue it. Turn back to him whom you have deeply betrayed, O people of Israel. For on that day, all of you shall throw away your idols of silver and idols of gold, which your hands have sinfully made for you. Then the Assyrians shall fall by the sword, not of mortals, and a sword not of humans shall devour him. He shall flee from the sword, and his young men shall put to forced labour. His rock shall pass away in terror, and his officers desert the standard in panic, says the Lord, whose fire is in Zion and whose furnace is in Jerusalem. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And we have Matthew 15:1-20. Then the Pharisees and the scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They do not wash their hands before they eat." He answered them, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and whoever speaks evil of father or mother must surely die. But you say that whoever tells father or mother, 'Whatever support you might have had for me is given to God,' then that person need not honor the Father. So for the sake of your tradition, you make void the word of God. You hypocrites. Isaiah prophesied rightly about you, and he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they honor me, teaching human precepts as doctrines.'" Then he called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached him and said, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" I love that. He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart comes evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, and slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile it." There's a lovely image that goes along with this reading this morning, and that's one of Winnie the Pooh. I don't know if you remember the scene, but he's trying to trap an elephant, or a heffalump as he calls him, and he has this hole, and then he puts this pot of honey at the bottom of the hole, and he thinks, the heffalump will go into that hole, be captured by the scent of the honey. So he has it all ready, and then he goes, "Oh, I better check actually to make sure this is actually honey." So he goes into the hole, has a little scoop of the surface. It is indeed honey. Then he looks at the honey and goes, "I better check it's honey all the way down." So he puts his hand back in again and again, just making sure that it's actually honey and this trap is going to work. And then you turn over the next page and there's Winnie the Pooh sitting there with an empty jar of honey under his arm going, oh, bother. and it is a bit like that. So what does that mean for us here today? Well, we have the religious, and they've got all these like codes and stuff. It's in Leviticus in the Bible. It's all purity laws of hygiene and stuff like that. And they're hot on it. And that's very much surface level, the purity. It's not like, we'll see in a minute, it's not like honoring the father and mother. So they're like, why do you break the tradition of the elders? Why aren't you washing your hands? You know, they're picking out the small things. And then instead of answering their question, Jesus flips it back at them. Says, well, you know, what are you doing? You're meant to be looking after your father and mother when they reach old age. It says, honor your father and mother. It's a key law. But instead, you're getting out of it by giving away the money that you would have used for your mother and father to the temple. This was a tradition at the time where they could give the money to the temple and then the temple would say, you don't have to care for your mother and father anymore because you've given it to God. And Jesus is like, you know, this is a precept of man. This is a plan of man. This isn't of God at all. What are you doing? It's one, it's making you look holy because you're like, look at all this money I'm giving. And it's as though you're giving it to God. But in fact, you're leaving your mother and father in ruin in their old age. So the people are honoring them with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. It's all about me. How do I look? So the surface may look sweet. The Pharisees may look like they're ultra religious. They've got it sorted. They know what to do to be holy. But if we dig a little deeper, the honey isn't honey. It's not. It's just surface level. And then he goes on about, you know, what comes out of the mouth is what defiles a person. It's often when we're most unconscious about how we're feeling. So we could look great, we could think, oh yeah, well, this time of year, we're all Christmassy. So Christmas might taste sweet on the surface. It might be all fun. But then actually, what is going on in your heart, you might not know until you go into Asda at 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. And it's like the whole of Taunton's there. You're there to buy some Christmassy stuff or something, or just maybe just milk like I was. But you go in and it's just like, ah, suddenly there's loads of people and it is mobbed. And I don't know about you, but in that situation, I just feel my impatience rise. My rage comes out. And even though you might think, yeah, this is, you know, Christmassy, blah, blah, but inside quickly comes out an offense at someone bumping into you or something happening. And, it's easy, and it's often when you're unconscious, you know, when you're not even thinking about what you're saying, is that stuff will come out. Stuff will come out, and it might not be murder, adultery, fornication, all these things, but there are evil intentions. That there's things that we need to keep in check and actually think, what, how is our heart today? How are we doing? And also with Christmas, it can be sweet on the outside. There's Christmas lights, there's all these nativity things going on, but it can also, under the surface, be a really lonely time for people. It could be a hard time for people who don't have anything. It could be a cold time of year, dark time of year for those that are struggling to pay the bills. And under the surface, we might have forgotten what it's actually about. This is, we are celebrating Jesus coming in the form of a baby, the most vulnerable form, into one of the darkest times. He was being, soon after his birth, he was being hunted by Herod. Now the babies were being killed. And you're like, what's going on? And all this, like, they couldn't find a room. It wasn't a very hygienic birth. It's this very, very vulnerable baby. And yet he comes to bring light into the darkness, into the darkest of times. And we remember that, yet so often we can forget that in our rush around with presents and all the traditions that we have, or just trying to get through Asda. How are we loving our neighbor? How are we honoring our father and mother? And how are we growing closer to the person of Jesus? It's so easy to stay on the surface level and just have us, you know, stay with the sweetness. But are we, like Winnie, digging through and seeing actually what is there at the bottom of this jar? What is there about Christmas that is for me, that's going to bring me closer to God? It might just be a carol service. It might be time with family. But it's to listen. Actually, what is of God in this, and what's just of culture? Yeah, a few thoughts. For prayer, I was with I was doing home communion yesterday with a group of elderly people, and we were talking about Christmas, and they were really struggling with the thought of like being under attack, of Christmas being turned into winter festivals, so schools not celebrating the nativity anymore, and of things like the National Trust putting in their calendar all the other religious dates apart from Christian ones. And in their own home communion place, someone made a complaint that there was a Christian meeting going on. That was too in their face on this newsletter. It couldn't be there. And as a result, it got removed from their weekly newsletter that went around their home. And so they went and complained to the person who ran it, and he was just responding to another complaint. So he felt in a difficult place. It went to the boss, and he said, "No, you can do this. This is okay. It's okay to meet in your house and have communion and study the Bible."
Wow.
And it's so easy. It's so easy, actually, in our modern culture to think we're under attack. To shy away, to think, actually, no, okay, maybe we're offending someone. I'm sorry, let's not offend anyone, let's love our neighbor. But actually, sometimes it's right to make a stand and say,
absolutely,
no, this is not okay. And so something about Christmas with that, this really, it has stirred this group up. I want to pray for them, but also for Christmas, that actually people will, there'll be a spiritual awakening. It's not just about consumerism. There'll be a spiritual awakening in our town, in our country. So let's pray. Well, we lift up this group of elderly people that meet once a month for home communion, and that they felt under attack, that they weren't allowed to advertise this small little group to others who might want it. And Lord, I thank you that they spoke up, that they fought for it. And this has happened in a few places where it feels like they don't want to offend anyone there who might be of another religion, or who might be atheists, people are scared of offending other people. But Lord, I thank you that they continue to be, that they fought for that. And Lord, sometimes, like in your passage, this Christianity can be offensive, but Lord, I pray that we would remain stood in a place of humility, of love, and of care. And that as we seek to study your Bible, Lord, give us the voice, make us brave when it is right to be so. Help us be outspoken when it's in love. But Jesus, would you protect what is already yours in this house? Protect the churches. Protect the services, Lord, as they ramp up into Christmas with carol services and all these things happening around the country. Lord, would your presence be at those events, large or small?
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.